Good morning, the Exotics Fed. This is Kiri speaking.
Hi, Kiri. My name is Hayley. I have a little rabbit, Lulu, that saw Dr. Brock last week and the week before.
Yeah.
And he just, like, seems a little bit slow in his back legs to get up. Like, he's fine now and he's walking around.
Mm-hmm.
But he has an appointment tomorrow morning. I might just get him checked out.
Okay, let me just have a look here.
Or this afternoon.
Yeah, tomorrow's booked up, but I could get you in this afternoon. I can do a 2 o'clock, or the last one I would be able to do would be 2:40.
Let's do 2:40.
Okay.
What's your standard? Work up, Dawson?
Dawson.
D-A-W-S-O-N. What's the typical work up for something like this? Is it x-rays or...?
I guess, like, we'll do the assessment. It'll be Dr. Vanessa this afternoon. We'll do the assessment first and just see. Have we been on any medication? Is this a new presenting problem or is it a problem that you
have? Yeah, new presenting. So you've been on Clorsig, meloxicam, and just, like, Systane.
Okay, certainly. And we've tolerated the meloxicam okay and everything with our gut. We've been eating well.
Yeah, it was only a 2-day dose, yeah.
Yep, okay, sure. Okay, yeah, so we'll do the assessment first, and then if doctor thinks it is warranted, she may look at admitting for some x-rays or something like that. It potentially might, if that's the case, I'm not sure she'd do it through the consult or whether or not she'd obviously admit next week and do the x-rays. Hasn't been a fall or anything like that?
Last night, actually, I did hear a big bang and he jumped around, but he's on, like, a mat, like, on a towel in the bedroom. So
yep.
there's no heights to drop him from.
Yep, okay, no. And how old is Lulu? I just can't see him.
About
my screen,
9,
yeah.
I think. About 9.
Yeah. So I guess what the doctor will be looking at, especially with 9-year-old, is just to make sure that there's no mobility issues due to, like, things like arthritis, and that can obviously be looked at through an x-ray.
Mm-hmm.
They may trial an anti-inflammatory to see if that helps settle things down, and then if it doesn't, look at x-rays in the future. I'm just not sure, but that's basically where they would probably lie with working up at this stage.
Okay, that sounds fine. Should I give him a dose of meloxicam now?
I can't really advise that. Obviously, I'm not being the vet. It definitely, and being obviously a rabbit and gut issues, I just don't want to upset his gut as well. I would probably hold off just until we see the doctor this afternoon. If it was going to be days, I would potentially check with the doctor and just ask. But because you're coming in this afternoon, we would just hold off and see what they say first. They may prescribe a different anti-inflammatory as well, or pain relief. That might be a bit better on the gut as well.
Mm-hmm.
So just hold off doing that then at the moment. Does it seem to be both legs, or we're just a little bit stiff to move around?
Yeah, I think it's both. And I reckon his breathing isn't normal looking at him now. If I just dropped him down, could he stay in for OBS until 2 o'clock I can just do OBS on him here. And then if he deteriorates, like, I'll get his breath.
Yeah,
but if it gets worse, like more labored breathing, I might just bring him down and
definitely just let us know. Like, we can definitely admit him just to have a look at him. Like, his breathing up could potentially be, if he is in a bit of discomfort and pain, that could potentially be what's going on and what causing it. But it could be other things. I just can't say. Like, if you are concerned and you think he is breathing more erratic or with more effort, you're more than welcome to bring him down and we'll admit him into hospital here and just assess him. I can keep the 2:40 appointment as well. It's up to you what you would like to do.
Yeah, I might. I'll see how it goes. I'll get his temp and heart rate, and then I probably will bring him down, I think. I reckon I'd prefer him be with you guys.
Yep, okay.
Him down and just admit him.
Yep, okay, certainly. Well, I'll definitely, do you know what time you'll be here?
Oh, let me just check, sorry. I reckon close to 12, close to 1. No, close to, yeah, close to 12:30.
Yep, okay, not a problem.
Okay, but then well, I might as well stay. It's not worth coming back, hey.
We'll see where the doctor's up to, whether or not she can assess while you're here or whether or not she sends you away to have a coffee and whatnot and come back for the appointment. I just don't know. Like, she'll potentially still be in a consult and stuff at that time.
Okay, no, that's fine. I'm just happy to drop him, admit him, yep. And then come back for my appointment at 2:40 if I need. That's
yeah.
fine.
Yeah, I've moved it up to 2 if you're going to be around the area, just so that appointment doesn't get taken, and we can do it sooner if that suits you a bit better.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much.
Okay, not a problem. Well, I'll let them know that you are going to head down and potentially get here around about the 12:30, 1 o'clock mark.
Yeah.
And then, as I said, it just depends on where the vet is at with consults and procedures to whether or not she sees you then or she gets you to come back for 2 o'clock.
Okay, that's totally fine. Whatever works, that's fine.
Not
Thank you so much.
Okay, thanks, Hayley. We'll see you when we get here. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.